You're listening to SBS News.
Make Australia make again. That's the slogan of a group of manufacturers determined to create thousands of much-needed ventilators for hospitals across Australia. It comes as the coronavirus crisis overloads health systems worldwide and sees countries struggling to obtain vital medical supplies for health workers and patients. Ronaldo Bellomo, a professor of medicine at the University of Melbourne, is worried empty supermarket shelves won't be the only problem for Australia.
If there are multiple countries requiring the particular set of protective equipment, antiviral masks, and ventilators, there is a run on them just like the toilet paper in Australia, and the shelves are empty. And if we can't make it ourselves, we will be in a lot of trouble.
Coming to the rescue, 30 Australian manufacturers have formed a consortium promising to produce 2,000 ventilators by the end of July. The companies hail from the automotive, aerospace and high-tech engineering fields, teaming up to build components and assemble the life-saving devices. Leading the charge is Melbourne engineering and technology firm Grey Innovation. The company specialises in medical devices and was able to obtain plans for the ventilator design from an international manufacturer. Chairman Jefferson Harcourt says the initiative quickly received support, with the Victorian and federal governments jumping on board and providing funding. Mr Harcourt says he's proud to be a part of the project.
It's a privilege to be responsible to lead this consortium and to deliver this technology to save lives. It's an absolute privilege. It's not lost on any of us here. We take it very seriously and we're honoured.
The crisis has exposed flaws in Australia's medical supply chain and raised questions about the future of the manufacturing industry. There are calls to revive the ailing sector in a country that has lost 200,000 manufacturing jobs since 2008. John Barilaro, Deputy Premier of New South Wales, says producing goods locally would ensure Australia is self-sufficient in times of crisis.
Yeah, look, there's no doubt that during this crisis, you know, when we're still hearing that we're importing, you know, PPE or, you know, masks or anything else out of other countries to get through this crisis, that puts doubt in Australians' minds that that we are in a way resilient and able to be self-reliant in relation to looking after ourselves. And I think there is a future for advanced manufacturing and manufacturing in this nation, and this crisis has shown that.
Mr. Barilaro predicts the role of manufacturing will become more important as the pandemic forces countries to close themselves off from the world.
I think there is an opportunity going forward. I think borders are popular again, and it won't be just Australia thinking this. I think other nations will be exactly the same, and I think the day of a globalised economy has probably come to an end.
Labor Senator Kim Carr is urging all politicians to come together and support the manufacturing industry. Mr. Carr dismissed what he called myths by free traders that argue Australia's high wages, lack of proximity to markets and lack of ability would hinder the production of goods. He believes with the right government policy, the sector could see a resurgence in the near future.
Of course, it's better late than never. It's such a tragedy that they decided to turn their backs on manufacturing for the last generation. We need to return to a bipartisan position where Made in Australia becomes the central policy of governments at all levels in Australia.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.